Pensacola State College hosted an event Tuesday to sign up people for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. WUWF's Bob Barrett was there.
We try to just answer the questions as honestly as possible. We give them only information that we know to be fact, and we don't speculate or try to involve ourselves in any political conversation. We just offer them, you know, the information that we have and try to just calm their fears and let them know that we're here to just offer them an unbiased opinion, and we will do the best we can to educate them with the knowledge that we have.
Kara Bryant is a healthcare navigator with Families Count in Pensacola. As one of the trained navigators under the Affordable Care Act, she is able to help consumers and small businesses look for health coverage options through the national health insurance exchanges, including completing eligibility and enrollment forms. There were four navigators set up and ready to help people sign up for health insurance during the event at Pensacola State.
People are curious. Some may not be ready to enroll or want to enroll, and they just call and ask questions, and we're happy to answer any questions that we are able to answer.
Since sign-ups for health insurance under the ACA began on October 1st, there have been close to 50 sign-up events in North Florida where people can talk to the navigators face-to-face and get more information or to actually sign up for coverage. Bryant describes a typical appointment with a customer.
Well, first, if you are wanting to do the process online, which obviously is the fastest, most streamlined way to do it, you have to create an account through the marketplace, which means you have to have an email account that you can receive emails. You have to put your information in, you know, your basic name, last name, email address. Once you get the account set up, then you can actually start the application process. Basically, social security numbers, date of birth, income information is the most important. You want to make sure that you know what your annual income is going to be for 2014. So they'll ask the question, is your income going to be the same as what you filed in 2012? If yes, then it's very minimal questions that you have to answer about income after that. Once you get past the income section, they'll ask you, do you currently have coverage or are you offered coverage through an employer? Once you are past that, then you submit the application and you're able to find out what your eligibility results are. If you're eligible for tax credits or subsidies, then you can go in and view the plans that are offered to you.
So who is the average person applying for insurance?
Surprisingly, the average person is usually 50 to 63 that we're helping. That population that may have retired already and not have benefits from work but are not qualified for Medicare yet. So that is a huge group or population of people that we're assisting.
While insurance is available for the majority of people living in Florida, there is a gap in eligibility for some. The Supreme Court allowed states to opt out of the expansion in Medicaid benefits offered by the Affordable Care Act, and Florida did reject that aid.
There is a coverage gap for people who are not able to afford the health insurance policies or do not meet that poverty level, 100% of the poverty level standard, that are not qualifying for tax credit or subsidies, who are falling into that gap where they don't have any subsidy offered to them and can't afford marketplace coverage at full price. Otherwise, they may have been covered by Medicaid, and since the state of Florida has not expanded Medicaid, they have no coverage.
There is hope that Florida may change policy and eventually accept the expanded Medicaid funding. Dr. John Veasley is the president of the Pensacola branch of the NAACP and holds a master's degree in public health.
Well, the governor's reconsidering, and we hope that the governor and the legislators will completely turn around and accept the Affordable Care Act, accept the money for Medicaid. It makes no sense to not accept the money when it's going to be costing you, and Florida can't afford that.
But with all of the shouting and propaganda that flew around about the Affordable Care Act, Kara Bryant says the most important thing she and the other health insurance navigators do is educate and allay fears about the program.
I have people that have received their insurance cards who were covered as of January 1st and have already accessed their health care. So it is working. People have coverage. I think that's what, you know, most people are just concerned that there's some sort of catch to it.
You can learn more about the healthcare navigators at familiescount.net. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.